NZ regulator invites iGaming operators to express interest. The New Zealand Department of Internal Affairs, DIA, is inviting online gambling operators to express interest in obtaining a license for the country's newly regulated iGaming market. The DIA is leading the charge to develop a regulatory framework for online gambling in New Zealand. With the legal gambling market launch slated for 2026, major players like 888, Bet365 and Betway have publicly indicated their desire to obtain a license and operate in the market once it opens. The DIA has now extended an open call to other interested parties to come forward. This move will aid the government in its gambling policy design and implementation process and help establish a safe and fair gambling environment. Quote, "As we continue to design and implement the system, we want to ensure it is clear, efficient, and supportive for potential operators," Lowry said. "To help us achieve this, we want to engage with operators to understand what information would be most helpful as the process unfolds and understand their experience and needs." Trina Lowry, Online Gambling Implementation Program Director. Lowry noted that even without the existence of a legal online casino market, online gambling is already prevalent in New Zealand, with many consumers using offshore, unlicensed operators. To address this issue, the New Zealand government plans to launch a regulated market where licenses will be issued through a competitive process to operators that comply with regulatory standards. Player protection and support measures. Operators will be required to have safeguards and responsible gaming measures in place to protect players from gambling-related harm, a level of protection not usually offered by offshore sites. The government also invests in problem gambling support, even before the regulated market launches. In June, Minister for Mental Health Matt Ducey announced $81 million New Zealand dollars, $48 million United States dollars, investment in a new harm minimization strategy. Funding for these services will come from the new problem gambling levy regulations, with contributions from non-casino gaming machine operators, casinos, TAB, Lotto NZ, and soon, online operators. Ad restrictions may be relaxed. With a regulated gambling industry coming, there is a possibility that New Zealand will ease its advertising restrictions, which currently prohibit any form of online gambling promotion, as outlined in the Gambling Act 2003. New licensed online casino operators would want to advertise their services to attract players and build brand awareness. Advocates also suggest that lifting ad bans will help players differentiate between licensed and illegal sites. In the meantime, New Zealand is stepping up efforts against unlicensed online gambling activities in its jurisdiction. In April, the DIA ordered 4 influencers in the country to stop the promotion of online gambling sites or risk prosecution and a fine of up to $10,000.